I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author, speaker, and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. Welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I'm so glad you're hanging out with me today because we're talking about dreaming big. And actually, the topic is how to fulfill your dreams. You don't know how many times I get the question about how do I fulfill a dream? Or how do I know what my purpose is? And all of these questions where people sometimes feel confused about the direction they are going in. But God doesn't want you confused because he says in Jeremiah 29:11, he knows the thoughts and the plans he has for you. He knows what they are. And he really does have big, amazing dreams in store for you. I know now, even especially in this climate that we're in, with the civil unrest and the COVID-19 and all sorts of things that are going on right now, that some people might be feeling uncertain. But in these uncertain times, we don't have to feel unstable. We really do have a firm foundation in God, and he wants you to dream big. So I want to tell you a little bit about my story, and then after our break, I'm going to give you 6 tips on how to fulfill your dreams. But prior to that, let me just give you a little background. I've been able to live out some really unbelievable things in my life, like things I never even thought about. And Oprah said once that God can dream a bigger dream than you can. And I can't agree with that more. So prior to me coming out and doing what I'm doing now, I was in private practice as a psychologist, and I was ministry leader at my church and just doing all these amazing things. And I really, in my head, that was the end all to be all. Like, I was going to be in private practice for the rest of my life. I was going to build the private practice, expand it, but I was going to be in private practice until I retired. And God just had other dreams for me, other plans. And I'm glad I listened. And I remember way back when I was writing the 40-day surrender fast, this is before I actually even knew it was a book. One of the things God said to me when I was blogging to those folks 10 years ago, blogging to them about this experience, God said to me that I was an international healing ministry. And I was like, what? I'm an international healing ministry? I'm not sure how. I have never been further than Canada, but okay, God, if that is what you are saying, then I'm going to believe you at your word. And I had to really just hold on to that thing and really believe it to be true. And now, 10 years later, and maybe I should say that again, 10 years later, sometimes people think the dream is going to happen overnight, but no, Solomon said a dream comes with much effort. So 10 years later, I can indeed say I'm actually an international healing ministry, but it didn't happen overnight. But the important thing is it happened. And I was just in a WhatsApp with some youth that are doing our Global Surrender Fast that's coming up, and they're going to be starting the fast, and they're super excited. There's a lot of energy in the WhatsApp, and I'm just sitting back in awe of God that I'm leading, these 30, 40, 50 group of young people in a whole other country, in Kenya, in fact. And I'm just so amazed that God, when he says he's going to do something, he does it. And the only thing that can get in the way of a God plan is you. You're the only person that can really get in the way of his priorities and his plans for you. Because God gives us free will. He gives us a mind. So he will put that dream in your heart, and he's expecting you to do the things that you need to do to fulfill and carry that dream out. But if you don't do your part, then you don't fulfill the dream. And I remember being really disturbed some years ago. My aunt, who has since passed away, though, had thought in her head that she was destined to be an alcoholic. And I remember her saying as much. It's already written in the book. It's already written in the book what I'm going to be. And I thought, no way. There's no way God wrote in his book, when he was thinking about plans for her, that she would be destined to be an alcoholic her entire life, and that she would have to struggle, you know, up and down, in and out of alcoholism. I just don't serve a God like that, who has written in evil for someone's life. So I don't want you to think like that. I don't want you to think that, oh, it's predestined, so I'm just going to walk out this bad life. No, God has an amazing life for you. So when I say that I'm an international speaker, I'm an author of several different books. It's all because God had planned that. And what's really interesting about the dreams that you have in your heart is that it's the enemy's job to turn you back and to believe that you can't do those dreams. So I want you to really start to delve in to what it is that you have in your heart that you're dreaming about, and what in what ways has that dream been hindered, or has it been tried to be stopped in your life? And when I say that I'm the author of 4 books, unreal. Like when I actually say that out of my mouth, it's unreal, because very early on, I had a teacher who told me, Celeste, you're not a good writer. And criticism, you know, especially for a child, is like a dagger to the heart. You say I'm not a good writer? And teachers don't realize, maybe they do, I don't know, the power they have to really speak death into a child's life. And from that moment on, I always thought, I'm not a good writer. I'm not a good writer. I can't write. And even when I would say, I'm going to write a book, there was a part of me, and we're going to talk about this a little bit after the break, because we need to break this up for you if this is your issue as well. Even though I was saying out of my mouth, I'm going to write a book, in my mind and in my heart, I never thought it was possible. Never thought it was possible. So when with that kind of block in my thinking and, you know, in my posturing, it wasn't going to happen. It didn't matter how many times I said it. If I didn't change my mindset, it wasn't going to happen. So I want to talk about that. We're going to talk right after the break about 6 ways to fulfill your dreams. And part of it is just really mindset and changing your mindset. But during the break, I want you to get a dream in your heart. Think about that thing, and then we're going to talk about the 6 ways to fulfill it, and I want you to delve in really good. Get out a pen, get out some paper, and we're going to dig into this dream because you're going to get it done. All righty, so I'll catch you back on the other side of the break.
Tune in to Just Minding My Black-Owned Business with Lynn Nicole as she explores intriguing insights on starting and growing Black business. Eavesdrop on conversations with successful African-American business owners, entrepreneurs, and leading management experts on how your business can stay ahead of the curve. Just Minding My Black-Owned Business is your advice shop on how to navigate between the margins of business and Black culture with effective decisions. Catch thought-provoking ideas Tuesdays at 7 a.m.
Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m. All right, you all, welcome back. Welcome back to the break room. This is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, and today we're talking about how to fulfill dreams, how to fulfill dreams. And I'm hoping that what you're getting today will not only bless you, but you'll be able to share this broadcast with other people. Be sure to do that for someone, maybe the young person in your life, or maybe someone else of significance in your life. Share this broadcast with them so that they too can fulfill their dreams. So I promised we're going to talk about 6 ways to fulfill the dream in your life. 6 ways. I hope you were obedient and got a dream in your head and went and got some paper and went and got some pen and got a pen, because we're going to talk about 6 ways to fulfill the dreams. How do you fulfill the dreams that you have in your heart? Number 1. Select a dream to fulfill. So I just told you before the break, it was really kind of a way for me to get you to focus, because sometimes we have so many dreams, and I actually do a lot of coaching, and somebody will sit down and say, ooh, I have to do this, 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 and that, and that. And I'm like, wait, let's slow down. Pick something. Just pick something. What do you want to work on? What is that dream that you want to fulfill? What is that thing that's in your heart? So again, the first one is select a dream to fulfill. What is the thing that you want to work on? Where do you need to start? Okay, select a dream to fulfill. Number 2, this is so key and this is so crucial. And I talked about this and hinted on it right before the break. You have to believe it is achievable. That's number two. Believe it is achievable. You have to believe it. Some things, and it talks about faith being the substance of things hoped for, the evidence. Faith is the evidence of things you can't even see. You have to believe it is achievable. So if we go back to the example I gave earlier with, I heard the Lord speaking to me that I was an international healing ministry, and I was in my family room typing on a laptop, hadn't been any further than Canada. Yeah, I had to really believe that that was achievable. I had to believe that God was saying it to me and that he really had that dream planned for me. I really had to believe that thing. And I started to believe it. I started to say, yeah, I believe it. And I remember a year later, maybe not even that long, but it could have been a year later, a woman who prophesies a lot in my life, she called me and said, get your passport ready. God is about to use you. And that was in 2011, you guys. I ran out within that couple of weeks and signed up for my passport, registered, got my passport, and waited some more. But I kept believing it was achievable. And then in 2015, was it 14, 2015, one of those years. So basically what I'm saying is about 3 or 4 years later, I got a random email. This is because I kept believing, you guys. I got a random email from a bishop in Kenya who had said in that email, I host a pastors and leaders conference, and I happened upon your website. How many websites are there on the internet? Oh my goodness, millions, probably billions. I happened upon your website, and I'm very interested in teaching the pastors and leaders about surrender. Would you come to Eldoret, Kenya to teach? What? I thought it was a joke at first. I was like, huh? I'm what? Okay. And you know what? I did it, you guys. So in 2016, I was in Eldoret, Kenya, ministering to about 200 pastors and leaders about surrender. If God said it, he will do it. All you have to do is keep believing it is achievable. And even I gave you the other example of, and I'm sitting here on number two. I know I don't have a whole lot of time. I'm sitting here on number two because this one right here is probably the most important besides getting a dream. Select your dream. But this one right here is so important because you got to change mindset. And even when I was saying that I was going to write a book, I wasn't really believing that I could really write a book. And it was just a move of God that I was able to even write the 40-day surrender fast. And you know how God did it? God is so amazing. He just told me, Celeste, just blog. Invite people to surrender something. No, he said, invite people to fast for 40 days, just like you've been doing. And then all you have to do is write what I tell you to write to them every morning. He didn't say you're writing a book because he knew that would have put a big block. I'm writing a book because I would have had a block because I believed I couldn't write. All he said was just write a blog to them every morning. And I was already prepared to write a blog because prior to that, for that year or two, I was already writing a blog, which I thought was the most hard thing to do until I started doing it. Sometimes you just got to put one foot in front of the other, you guys. Just step out by faith and do it. So if you're afraid to write the book, just start with a blog, which is about 300 words. Just start there. So I was like, I could blog to them. And I was afraid, but I did it. And I blogged for 40 days. And now that blog became what is known as the 40-Day Surrender Fast, which has sold well over 20,000 copies, been translated into various languages, people doing it all over the world. Me wrote a book that people are reading all over the world. I'm telling you, you have to believe it is achievable. If you don't believe it, ask God to change your mindset. God, help me to believe what you have said about me. Number three, you have to ask for help. You don't know how to do any and everything. You don't know how to fulfill the thing that is in your heart entirely. So you have to be willing to ask for help. Asking for help is not easy for me, but God has put people in my path, amazing people, who have come about to help me. And even when I think about this podcast with Elite Conversations, was just really a God open door for me. From someone that I run into said that they were, her name is Jennifer. Jennifer said she was doing a podcast with Elite Conversations. And then I got the invitation to be a part of the experience, but I had to reach out and ask, how are you doing that podcast? Who are you doing that podcast with? And one of my dreams was to have a podcast, and here I am. Elite Conversations is amazing. Daryl does an amazing job just helping us to get out in front of our audience. So number three, again, you have to ask for help. Number four, adjust your life as necessary. When you're asking, I mean, when you have a dream in your heart, you're going to have to make some adjustments. You can't stay in your comfort zone. Greatness happens outside the comfort zone. I remember I was praying about running. Lord, I would really like to run one day. I would really like to do a marathon one day. Yeah, you just keep saying what you would like and praying about it. And then God says, go raw. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to go raw. I didn't know what that had to do with running or anything. No, thank you. But what it ended up doing was building my body, reducing inflammation, and building my body in an amazing way. That within 4 months, I trained in 2015, I think it was, and ran a half marathon. Such a miracle, because I was willing to be obedient. Number five, set a deadline. I have a friend, Charisse Richards, who says this all the time. You'll say you want to do something. She'll say, what's the date? Huh? What's the date? Because it's not going to come to pass with you just wishing and hoping. Set a date. So whatever your dream is, you guys, if it's to write a book, if it's to open up some other aspect of your business, or even to start a business, whatever it is, go back to school. Set a date. Start to put some goals down and put dates by them. That is imperative and so super helpful to fulfill your dream. Last one, number six. Number six is not going to be popular. Tell others. Tell somebody about your dream. Don't just have it in your head swirling around. One day I'm going to do. Tell somebody, because you know why? It holds you accountable. The minute you open your mouth, first of all, you give life to it by speaking it. Secondly, the minute you open your mouth and tell somebody, so when is that book coming out? Oh, when are you going to, you know, whatever it is. When are you going to start the business with this? Or when are you going to start that blog? When are you going to start Facebook Live? It holds you accountable. It's so incredible when you just tell somebody and then they keep you on track. So those are your six tips for how to fulfill a dream. I hope that blessed you. And if it blessed you, please pass it on and share with other people so that they too can fulfill their dreams. So until next time, you all, be blessed, stay blessed, and stay surrendered for life, because there is really no other way to live. And I'll catch you next Monday. Bye-bye.